Title of my message today is Walking Tall with Jesus. Sometimes we can walk tall, but it's not in the way he wants us to walk. Amen. Romans 12 says, bless those who persecute you. We talked a little bit about this with our haters last week, right? Who are cruel in their attitude toward you. Bless and do not curse them. I don't understand, you know, during family time and even when it comes to Thanksgiving, and some people have made it out of that because of all the trials and tribulations that may come with that Thanksgiving dinner. And just the fact that you're here means that you survived. The other ones didn't make it. We'll pray for them. Nah, some of them were probably at the KU K-State game and made a good weekend out of it. Who won that game? Is that K-State did? Yeah, beat them pretty good. Who else? And all the KU fans are saying, wait till we play basketball. It's a good game. All right. It says, it's important to learn to forgive quickly. We have to learn to forgive quickly. It helps you if you can forgive quickly. That you won't get to the place to where you're feeling anxious, you're feeling angry towards those who may have offended you. We have to forgive quickly. Now, how do you think Jesus stayed in the anointing? Now, it doesn't mean that he wasn't finishing the little fights that or arguments and discussions that Pharisees were trying to bring to him. But you have to operate in that and learn to forgive quickly so that you can stay in that anointing. Some people say the anointing comes and goes, but if you stay in the anointing, you keep yourself in love. It won't ever have that opportunity to. And the enemy will love nothing more for you is to get on the level that he's on so that you can get out of that anointing for your life. Okay? Blessing those who persecute him, he never tried to get back at them. He didn't spend his time planning his revenge. If he did, he would not have, it would have taken him off course and onto a dark path. And sometimes that may take us on off the course and onto a dark path when we begin to get revenge. Verse 15 says this, rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joy, and weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. Now, how are you measuring up to Jesus with this one? Have you been rejoicing with those who told you some good news about what's going on in their life? That's how you can find out who truly are your friends. When you receive good news, do they rejoice with you? Or are they mad? They seem to get mad at you. Some people will play with you. But if they get upset with you, you're going to realize there's some jealousy there. They're in a competition that you never knew that you were in competition with. And so they're doing everything they can in order to get back at you. But understand, you keep doing what you're called to do. You rejoice with them. When they tell you some good news, you rejoice with them. If they tell you some bad news, you weep with them. You cry with them. Every once in a while, a joke may land here or there, but if they're really down and out, you be down and out with them. Okay? Now, if you really know them, you don't want those ones that are playing the victim just trying to be down and out. That's when you give them the word. The word will always cure everything that's going on in your life if you're submitted to it. You know, you don't want the ones that are saying, you know, if I wasn't working all the time, I can spend a lot of time with Jesus too. Just like you do. Yeah, I see your relationship is great. I see your marriage is doing good. You know, if I spend time with my wife, I have a good marriage just like you. Wait a minute. You gotta stop comparing. If I spend more time with my children, they'd be better too. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Sometimes it may take a while. I say, now I'm talking to the new believer. If you're new in this and you don't have friends around you, you haven't found that circle that you need to be with, I'm talking to you. Sometimes it may take a while before you find yourself among faithful people who will walk tall and stand by you through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Those are your good friends. When they see all your faults and they're still there to help you through it. Jesus is a good friend. Start with him. And then he will help direct you to the ones that will act just like him. Okay? No one's going to be perfect in that. Understand? Verse 14. Bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude towards you, and even behind your back. You bless them. You bless them. Verse 16 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive, but readily adjust yourself to people, things, and give yourself to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself to be wise in your own conceits. If you want true, genuine relationships, and if you want to stay humble, run with other lions. That will help humble you. Not hyenas. Lions. We're lions. We're part of that lion of tribe of Judah. We are lions. You have that lion on the inside of you. Run with those. People who are real and will tell you the truth. This morning, my wife was making some roast. She put some roast on last night. And this morning, it was all nice and tender and done. And everything, she started taking some out and stuff. Then I asked, can I get a bowl for breakfast? And then she says, she goes, well, you can come over here and get. I said, you're not going to bring me some? So I had to get up there and get a bowl out. Oh, I said, I know what you wanted. You wanted me to give you a little pat on the back. She's like, yeah, I don't think so, Jack. That's not what it was. I said, but I love her because she'll tell you or tell me the truth. She doesn't sugarcoat anything. That's what I like about her. She won't sugarcoat it. You need people who won't sugarcoat it for you, but will still continue to tell you truth based upon what the Word of God says. And it's difficult to tell people the truth when you're hiding behind a mask. If you got that mask on, it's very difficult to tell people the truth, or they just won't believe you because they know you got that mask on. Okay? You got to take that off. Adjust yourself to people and things. In other words, be that living water that's on the inside of you. You realize if you pour water into a vase, you pour it into a cup, you pour it into a glass or a bowl or what have you, it will form to whatever you pour it into. Be like water. Water can adjust to anything that you pour it into, no matter the size of the container or drum you put it in. It will have to adjust to it. In John 7:38, it says this, he who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts and relies on me, as the scriptures have said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs and rivers of living water. When we connect with believers, not unbelievers. You connect with, some people just don't like the word of faith. Some people don't like, they don't even believe in that God will heal today. They don't even believe that God will do the things that he's already done. I can't sit with those people. And it's difficult because all they want to do is go back and forth. And then at the end of the day, you know what they want? Prayer for healing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can believe God can do that through you? Or through us? Okay. Their response to situations in life is the word. Those who are full of God's grace and full of God's truth, these are the ones you connect to. They are hidden gems within the church. Sometimes we'll look for the flashiest person there. We'll look for that. No, no, no. You need to look for the ones that's, when storms come, they're never moved. And they constantly are speaking the word of God over this situation, over other people in every which way. And we may look for the popular one. God wants you to look for the one that is rooted in his word. Get with them because they'll help you. They'll help you in your faith. They'll help you grow in areas you never thought would be possible. Verse 17, repay no evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. The church is the body of Christ, many parts, but with one body. If a brother hurts you, remember, they're hurting too. If a sister hurts, it's because they are hurting. Hurt people will do what? Hurt people. And with the pain and anguish that you may experience from someone else, understand, remember, pain is a temporary thing. So you don't have to repay evil for evil. Pain is temporary, but character is permanent. They hurt you, they're going to try to get you out of character so that you would retaliate. And then they say, ooh, look at what he did. Look what she did. They're waiting to tell on you. They're waiting to throw you off just so they can throw it right back in your face. Character is permanent, but your pain is temporary. If you respond and try to repay evil with evil, it's like putting yourself in your own private prison. And sometimes, if you're just so filled with pride, you're going to be doing 25 to life. But the only way to get out of that prison is by good behavior. You overcome evil with. You can't retaliate. Although you may want to, you can't retaliate. Even if they still want to act like that and don't have any sense, you will be free from abuse you are putting yourself through. Good behavior brings honor to the Father, but bad behavior will bring dishonor to Him. Because we're created in His image. And again, it doesn't mean you have to be best friends with them. This means you can walk in love with them. Jesus wasn't best friends with Pharisees. He wasn't, hey, buddy, what's going on? Let's bump, you know. It wasn't like that. Because He knew their hearts. Pastor, do you repay evil for evil? No. If I do, I'd be locked up. I can't. Although sometimes I may want to, I can't. Although the pain that I may go through is temporary. Character is permanent. The enemy would love nothing more than to get you out of character. Because now you're not acting like Jesus. You're not going to be speaking Jesus. And you're not going to be on that level to be able to keep Him under your foot. You're going to get down right there with Him. You keep yourself in character. You keep yourself in love. You keep yourself doing good behavior so that you don't put yourself in those private prisons that they may want you to be in. Pain or passion will make you good enough, but pain plus passion will often make you great. We shouldn't want to be just good enough. We should want to be great. So what do? If possible, verse 18, it says, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with some of the people. Live at peace with everyone. Hebrews 12, 30, when you live at peace with everyone, if they still want to talk about you, slander you, try to destroy your credibility, realize something there. It seems they are the ones who are living in those private prisons. They're putting themselves in a private prison. They want you to come and join them. Misery loves company. They want you out of the anointing for your life. One of the things that I've done when I studied that stuff out, it's like put over 4 hours of it. 400 hours, not 4 hours, 400 hours. 300 to 400 hours. One of the things about the enemy is this. is that they want to get you to the place that after they tried to destroy your credibility and who you are, and they still see you standing tall, they haven't broken you. What they want to do is they'll love bomb you, act out as if everything's good, get you back in so that you, oh man, hey buddy, and all that, just charm you, and then they do it all over again. And it will leave you so confused and so broken. You're like, what in the world? And if you still don't do it, they'll do it again. And they'll keep you in that cycle of abuse. Sometimes you're just going to have to break free from that. You got that scripture, 2 Timothy? Bible says love. You're supposed to love, but you're also supposed to stay away. It says this, but you need to be aware that in the final days, the culture of society will become extremely fierce. People will be self-centered lovers of themselves and obsessed with money. They will boast of great things as they strut around in their arrogant pride and mock all that is right. They will ignore their own families. They will be ungrateful and ungodly. They will become addicted to hateful and malicious slander, slaves to their desires. They will be ferocious, belligerent, haters of what is good and right. With brutal treachery, they will act without restraint. Bigoted and wrapped in clouds of their conceit, they will find their delight in the pleasures of this world more than the pleasures of God, a loving God. They may pretend to have a respect for God, but in reality, they want nothing to do with his power, with God's power. Sorry. It says, stay away from people like these. Paul is instructing Timothy to do that. You don't have to be best friends with everybody, because not everybody is for you. But you have to keep yourself in love. God bless you. How you doing? Just keep on going. You have to keep moving forward. Because if you get wrapped up, it's just like a newborn believer. You can't hang out with the same old friends that you used to. Because all they're going to do, hey man, you want to go drink? You want to go party? You want to go do all these other things, and you're trying to live your life right, and then they just keep dragging you back into it. You're going to have to separate yourself. So stay away from these people. All they're going to do is hurt you. And then you'll get to the place to where you want to hurt them. You can't repay evil for evil. Hebrews 12:14 says, strive to live in peace with everybody and pursue that consecration and holiness without which no one will ever see the Lord. Who's he talking to? Believers. Strive to live in peace. Anybody a believer? Raise your hand. Strive to live in peace. This is what we do. No one is exempt from these scriptures. Strive means to devote serious effort or energy to live in peace with everyone. Is that going to be 100%? Some people are, I can't do it. It won't be 100%. So I'm going to go out and just do it anyway. I'm going to go out and just stir up junk anyway. No, this is a good stirring up. I like my friend Cello because the way he stirs up is he'll get you thinking differently. Still in the line of God, just a different perspective. Kind of like that. Then there's others that will stir up just to cause trouble. Strive to live in peace with everyone. But Pastor Tim, I want to be a Judas. I want to be just like Judas. I want to go around betraying people. Now, nobody's saying that, but that's their actions. Oh, Pastor Tim, I want to be a Pharisee. I want to pay people behind the scenes in order to go at others. Strive to live in peace with everyone. It's amazing when people call others Judas, but in order for there to be a Judas, there has to be a Jesus and a Pharisee. Because Pharisees were the ones that paid Judas to do what he did to Jesus. But through it all, Jesus still loved Judas to the very end. That's where we want to be. people don't like it. Why are you always negative? I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just not a motivational speaker. I'm not a motivational speaker, and I'm not a politically correct dude. I don't want to. You realize how tiring that is to be politically correct? You can't be. Verse 19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Requite, says the Lord. Vengeance is whose? The Lord's. When you take revenge on others for whatever reason, you bring trouble, not just upon yourself, but on your family. Remember the man who owed the master a lot of money? They said him and his family got thrown in the prison because he didn't repay. And what he repaid was what was supposed to be repaid. That debt was forgiveness. And he didn't repay it. When you repay with evil, when you try to get revenge, you bring all that junk upon yourself and your family and even all the other ones you bring along with you. Mm-hmm. It is actually very selfish for an individual to seek out revenge because if they do, it gives the enemy an inroad into their lives. So why wouldn't I talk about this? I don't want the enemy to have an inroad into your life. I want you to succeed. I want you to thrive. I want you to strive to live in peace with everyone. Makes my job easier. Scripture says that you will harvest what you plant. But when people actually begin to harvest the evil that they've sown, they tend to bring others along the journey with them and constantly play the victim to help soften the blow. No one is above the seed time and harvest. No one. We will all harvest what we plant. You won't be able to lie your way out of it. You won't be able to play the victim out of it. You will always harvest what you plant. You can cancel out some things that you may have spoken over your life. I remember when I was playing basketball in Arkansas, our big man, we had a big 6'10 dude named Steven. After practice, every practice I have ice packs on my knees, or at least on my left knee. And I'd be just kind of hobbling around and stuff. And he'd go, man, you ain't even going to be walking when you're 30 years old. You're just going to be in a wheelchair or something when you're 30. And I'd be like joking. I was like, I know, man. I was like, man, this is brutal. And I'd be agreeing with him. And I remember we were living on 33rd in those apartments, walking up the stairs. And I was 29 years old, and I can barely even make it up the stairs. And I remember that. And I was like, I speak against that in the name of Jesus. I thank you that my knees are healed and whole. I believe I am. I started canceling all that stuff that I was agreeing with 5 years prior. Yes, I was playing at the age of 24 with two kids. So Wesley, I feel your pain. That's why you got some of those older guys on your team. They're married already. That's not how we do ministry together. We don't try to bring people along the journey to destroy other people's lives. We don't repay evil with evil. If you take revenge yourself, it stops what God wants to do to them. Look at what 2 Thessalonians 1:6. God is so good. It is a fair decision. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with distress and affliction those who distress and afflict you. And to recompense means to repay. You who are distressed and afflicted by granting you relief and rest along with us, your fellow sufferers, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in a flame of fire. To deal out retribution, chastisement and vengeance upon those who do not know or perceive or become acquainted with God, and upon those who ignore and refuse to obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Such people will pay the penalty and suffer the punishment of everlasting ruin, destruction and perdition, and eternal exclusion and banishment from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. God will repay those who cause you distress and affliction with distress and affliction because you reap what you. You don't have to do it. He'll do it. It is never good to mess with a child of God. That isn't just for me. It's never any good for anyone to mess with you. They don't even realize all the destruction that's coming in their life is because they were doing it to other people. And now their family is experiencing it. And all those who were along with them are experiencing it. Anyone try to get you off that path? I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm going to chill right here. I'm going to do God's will. I'm not going to repay. I'm going to bless them. Why? Because you reap what you bless them. What comes your way? You cause pain, just distress, affliction upon them. What's coming your way? It's just a matter of time. It's not rocket science. The enemy can get to others and be a nuisance in your life 24/7 if they have the resources to do it. But true believers who have become acquainted with God and listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ don't attack others in this matter. But God will recompense those who do you wrong. He will recompense those. And that's a fact, and you can take it to the bank. You keep yourself in the love of God. Verse 20. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals upon his head. God knows how to deal with your enemies better than you do. Spend some time with your family. They did you wrong. They talked about you. They cussed you out. And every which, go spend some time with your family. Just smile. Grab some coffee or Pepsi or a Coke or Diet Coke or whatever you drink. That non-alcoholic beverage. And just sit back. Why? Vengeance. It's the Lord's. You don't have to repay. You don't have to lose any sleep over it ever again. He will repay those who did you wrong. Helping your enemies in the biblical sense leaves room for the wrath of God to recompense all those who did you dirty. The nice thing is to get out of his way so he can handle his business. We have to get out of his way because if we continually do it, he won't do it himself. We got to get out of the way and allow God to do it because he will do it in a righteous manner. If we do it, we will do it in an unrighteous manner and we will cause a whole lot more pain upon us, our families, and even upon them. So do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome, master, evil with good. That was verse 21. Do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Good will always overcome evil. We know that. But sometimes we have a hard time with that. It will always overcome good. Evil. Good will always overcome evil. Love will always overcome it. But that's elementary, I said, but yet you don't realize how many people miss it. That elementary thing, that little thing in life, we don't realize that's what ends up happening. It's never worth your salvation to take revenge on someone or to help someone take revenge on another. Because vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He will repay. I want y'all to experience the anointing of God more so in this upcoming year than you ever have before in your life. That's just not for me. That's for you. What the enemy wants to do is to keep you out of that so you don't experience it. So your relationship with God is all jacked up because their relationship with God is all jacked up. And you should be helping them in every which way. If you have the lion living on the inside of you, that means you got some backbone. You have some boldness. Just tell him no. Tell her no. I'm not going there with you. Why? My relationship with Jesus is, and my family is so much more important than getting revenge for you and with you. You can take them to 2 Thessalonians. Hey, you don't have to repay. God will do that. If they really did what they did, if they did what you're saying they did, God will repay. But if you just don't like them, now you're just doing your own thing. And they want to bring you along with them. God will repay. You keep yourself in love. You keep yourself anointed. Am I perfect in that? Sometimes. But again, if I wasn't, I'd be in jail. But that's one thing that I might struggle in. I think I was this close to try to losing it. This close to losing it. This close to just going off and beating somebody to an end of their life. But he says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. We can't go there. Because what happens if I do that? Then I'm not here. In God's perfect will for my life. Not with my family. Now they're suffering based upon the decisions that I chose to make because my pain was only temporary. But my character is permanent. So we can't allow our feelings and emotions to get the best of us. Our faith is in the Word of God, not in our feelings, not in our emotions. And sometimes we may want to go off, but if you're going to go off with the Word. Huh? Jesus didn't start those fights with the Pharisees, but he sure did finish them. And then he walked right through them. And they couldn't touch him. The word of God will shut some people up. Will shut those demons up. It's there for us to use on a daily basis. This is how we grow. You want to be tried by fire? Speak the word boldly in your life. You're going to see all the people give you a lot of pushback. Society will give you pushback more so than anything else. Educators, continue to be bold. Trying to get you to learn different pronouns in every which way. You continue to be bold. I'm going to call you sir and I'm going to call you ma'am. I'm going to call you by your name. I'm going to call you by what your mama named you. But if you want me to believe something that isn't true, if you want me to believe a lie, you're not going to educate me with a lie. I'm going to speak the truth. Because his word says male and female. He made them. You can believe what you want to believe. But I'm going to believe what I want to believe. And when you begin to push that on me, I'm going to push right back with the word. But we understand that the world is not going to live based upon what the Word of God says. That's their decision. Our decision is the Word. And it's sharper than any double-edged sword. Do you still love people who are different and caught up in everything else? Absolutely. Don't go around judging them. But you still love them. And you can look them in the face and tell them God loves you. God loves you. You're created in His image. But I've been this way all my life. That's why you've probably been indoctrinated. I grew up with some friends. I didn't know, as far as how my friends would talk, that you were able to pay your bills on time. Because that wasn't a thing. Because that was the culture. You pay your bills on time. You don't wait till the last minute, let them shut off, give you four or five different warnings. And then when it's the final due, you go down and pay it. And then if you don't pay it, then you get it into somebody else's name. I mean, you got 5-year-olds with credit. You mean to tell me you don't do that? But see, when you hang out with a different culture, you hang out with people who are responsible. You hang out with people who do it differently, who knows what it is to do, pay your bills on time. Then it's like, oh, this is the normal. But you've known that way for all your life because it's what you've seen. It's what you've been around. It's what you heard. People would talk about it. It'd be on television shows. But yet when you go over here, wait a minute. You pay your bills on time? You mean to tell me Wally and Cleaver, the Cleavers, they sit down and eat at the table? What? Everybody don't have their tray in their own room doing their own thing? Watching TV in every which way, they come together as a, man, that's different. But if you've been believing a lie all your life, or that's just been your way of life, you're not ever going to know the truth. So if you believe that, I'm here to tell you, that's not the truth. There's something different, there's something greater, there's something better in the Word of God. And it's not the he, she, whatever it is, pronouns and things of that nature. Male and female, He made them. So if you're going to walk tall, you're going to have to do it with Jesus. And you're going to have to do it with some boldness. And it's not about repaying people with evil. Well, they don't agree with me. Well, we're just going to have to learn to agree to disagree. I don't need to get revenge on you if I don't agree with you. But I'm going to love you. I'm going to still talk with you. I'm going to still shake your hand in every which way. If you come across my path when I'm praying, I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to still walk in love with you. Because you know why? Because I still want to continue to be a light for Jesus. Because where else are they going to turn to when they have nothing else? When their life is falling apart? Where can they turn? Can they turn to the church? Or are they going to turn to the world who will accept them? God is not slack concerning His promises, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any of us should perish, but for all to come to repentance. He loves them too. But you don't have to believe that lie. And it is a lie. Straight out of the pit of hell on what they're pushing. And I'm a pushback in love with the Word of God. Amen? Let's stand. Let's stand. Stand till you can't stand no more. Then lean on a friend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for the people who are here today. We thank you, Lord, that you will continue to reveal yourself to them as they spend time in prayer, they spend time on the road, they spend time in the classrooms, that you are continually helping them. And Father God, we just pray and lift up the educators, the leaders in this community and across this nation, Lord, that they are open to receive the love that you have for them. We don't want anyone to be lost. You said my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Help us not to abandon that knowledge that you have given us, so freely given us, and that we can continue to be a light and share that knowledge with them to get them on the right track. Lord, we lift up our leaders in this nation. Some say that we're not a Christian nation anymore, but you do have some Christians that are here that will stand and fight for what you want us to fight for. And we are going to fight that good fight of faith. And we're never going to back down from any evil that is thrown our way. And we thank you for protection over them and all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Well, shake somebody's hand before you leave, or give them a fist bump. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.